I will call upon the Lord.
Perfect. The clicker is.
Yeah, I can actually probably just push the button.
Well, it's a great honor to be with you tonight. I bring greetings from San Diego, California. Where it is much cooler than it is here right now. But I understand this is hotter than normal, is that right? Anyway, tonight, we're going to have a lesson about finding Jesus in the Old Testament. I believe the theme of the Old Testament is the Messiah is coming and He's bringing salvation. And the theme of the New Testament is the Messiah is here and He's brought salvation. Let's read John chapter 5, verses
39 and 40. それなのにあなたたちは命を得るために私のところへ来ようとしない。
So Jesus says to the teachers of the law,
イエス・キリストは律法学者に対してこのような言葉を、申し上げます。
To the experts in the scriptures,
旧約聖書の専門家に対してこのような言葉を発します。
He said, you've been reading the Bible your whole life.
ずっと生まれた時からずっと聖書を研究しているのに。
We call it the Old Testament. They'd call it the Bible.
私たちは旧約聖書と呼ぶ。彼らは聖書と呼びます。
He said, you missed the whole point.
ずっと勉強してるにかかわらず、大切なエッセンスを見失ってる。
The whole thing was about me.
この旧約聖書すべては私について書いてる。
Now, sometimes we have a hard time understanding the Old Testament. So let me help you out.
時々聖書、旧約聖書読んでも分かりにくいから、ちょっと手助けをしたいです。
The book of Genesis?
創世記。
It's about Jesus.
これはイエスについて。
The book of Exodus. It's about Jesus. Oh, and the book of Leviticus. Especially Leviticus. Who here has ever fallen asleep while they were reading the book of Leviticus? Yeah. It's because you didn't understand. All those festivals point to Jesus. All those laws point to Jesus. All those sacrifices point to Jesus. I like to use this illustration to explain the Old Testament. It's like a play, but a very unusual play. Because in this play, the actors have no idea what the play is about.
なぜ不思議かというと、この芝居においては役者たちがその芝居全体の意味がわからない。
But the audience,
しかし、聞いてる人、視聴者たちは、
us, we understand exactly what it's about.
この見ている者たちはどの物語かは理解できる。
Now we're going to see many, many examples of this.
これについていろんな例えが後で紹介します。
I think all of us here know that there are prophecies about the Messiah, yes? But that is only maybe 5% of the material that predicts about Jesus. Now I'm going to use a couple of special words that aren't in our normal vocabulary.
で今日は普段私たちは使い慣れてない言葉を皆様に紹介したいと思います。
And when we use new words, we should probably give a definition. The first is foreshadow. So a foreshadow is something relatively small, which is a symbol of something much greater, but in the future. For example, we'll see the snake that Moses lifted up is a foreshadow. Next is a prefigure, almost the same meaning. So a prefigure is something in the past that's a symbol of something very similar in the future. For example, Moses, as we'll see, is a prefigure of Jesus. Kind of similar. I'll use all three words. Is type and anti-type. So the prefigure is the type and the thing that it symbolizes is the anti-type. Some of us are so old, like me, we actually used a typewriter. Click, 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 click. And the metal piece is the type. And the image it creates is the anti-type. Now, here's the plan. I'm going to do a very quick survey of the Old Testament. Looking at examples of foreshadows of things in the New Testament. We will look at the big examples. But to illustrate how many of these there are, I'm going to purposely choose a very, very small story. One you almost wouldn't even notice. It's Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 through 9. Yeah, please.
It's right after Leviticus.
パンも水もなくこんな粗末な食物では気力も失せてしまいます。主は炎の蛇を炎の蛇を民に向かって送られた。 蛇は民を、神、イスラエルの民の中から多くの死者が出た。民はモーセのもとに来て言った。私たちは主とあなたを非難して罪を犯しました。主に祈って私たちから蛇を取り除いてください。モーセは民のために主に祈った。主はモーセに言われた。あなたは炎の蛇を作り、旗竿の先に掲げよう。蛇に噛まれた者がそれを見上げれば命を得る。モーセは聖堂で一つの蛇を作り、旗竿の先に掲げた。蛇が人を噛んでも、その人が聖堂の蛇を仰ぐと命を得た。
So this story, it takes maybe 2 minutes to read.
今の話は2分間ぐらいかかって読むことができました。
You think that's a good story, a good lesson here?
なんかいい教訓がある、いいストーリーだなと思ってるかもしれない。
But let's look more carefully.
もうちょっと細かく読んでみます。
So God freed the people from slavery in Egypt.
で、まず、エジプトの奴隷の状態から神様はまず解放しました。
You would think the people would be grateful, wouldn't you?
解放された人々は感謝に溢れてると期待しますね。
But no, they're having a bad attitude.
そうではなく彼らは神様に対して悪い態度なんです。
Why'd you bring us out here?
なんでエジプトから導き出したんだ?
It was so much better in Egypt. We had more bread.
エジプトの方が全然良くて食べ物がたくさんあった。
We're tired of this manna.
このマナなんかもう飽きたよ。
So God was very upset.
で神様はその文句を不平不満言う態度に対して怒った。
And he sent poisonous snakes.
そして彼らを噛みつくような毒蛇を送りました。
I have a question for you.
皆さんに質問があります。
How many snake bites required for death?
死ぬためには何回蛇に噛まれる人がいますか?
One.
一回ですね。
In this story, the snake bite represents sin.
おそらくこの話を読むと、蛇に噛まれることは罪を表します。
How many sins does it take to separate us from God?
私たちが神様から離れるためには何度罪を犯さなければなりませんか?
Just one.
たった一回の罪。
And the wages of sin are death.
罪の報酬は死である。
That's Romans 6:23.
ローマの6章23節にそう書いてある。
So the people are dying and they say, Moses, help us out.
人々は蛇に噛まれて、そして死んでいて、そしてモーセ助けてくださいと言いました。
And Moses asked God what to do, and God says this.
モーセは神様にどうすればいいですかって言って神様はこう返事しました。
Make a bronze image of a snake.
まず聖堂から蛇を作りなさい。
Lift it up on a wooden pole.
そして木の竿の上に乗せて。
And when people look at it, they'll be saved.
で人々がその銅、ね、これさ、蛇の銅像を見上げた時に助かる。
Now imagine you're Moses.
で自分がモーセだったとして。
God, I'm really confused here.
もうちょっと神様、ちょっと混乱してるんですけど。
You said to never make an image.
神様はおっしゃらなかったでしょうか?この、こういうイメージ、像を作ってはいけないと。
And now you're asking me to make an image.
で、像を作っちゃいけないって言ったにも変わらず、今、銅像を作れと言ってるのではないか。
And the shape of a snake that represents Satan.
ましては悪魔サタンを表す形のこの蛇の銅像を作るとは。
And then lift it up.
それを持ち上げる。
God, I'm very confused.
神様ちょっとよく混乱してますね。
But I'm just an actor in a play.
しかしモーセは、その劇の演劇の役者だけです。
And I have no idea what I'm doing.
自分が何やってるかさっぱりわかんない。
But we know.
でも私たちは観客席にいる私たちは分かってますね。
Because we can read John chapter 3 verse 14.
私たちはヨハネの3章の13節、14節を読むことができる。
Let's read that.
ヨハネの3章の14節を読みましょう。はい、ヨハネの3章の14節。
The Bible goes the other way, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
はい、読みます。そしてモーセが荒れ野で蛇をあげたように、人の子もあげられねばならない。
Oh, now I see.
ああ、わかった。
What is our problem?
私たちの問題は何ですか?
Sin.
罪が問題。
The wages of sin are death.
罪の報酬は死です。
The only solution...
罪に対しての唯一の解決法は
is to look at Jesus.
イエス・キリストを見ることだ。
And just like the bronze snake was lifted up on the pole in the wilderness,
その聖堂の蛇の像が棒につけられて上に上げられたように、
Jesus says, in the same way, I will be lifted up on a wooden pole.
同じように私も木の棒において持ち上げられる。
And when men look to me, they'll be saved.
人々が私を見上げたときに救われる。
But there's one part of this story that was confusing to me.
しかしこの先ほどの話の一つの部分がちょっと混乱を招きます。
Why use a snake as a foreshadow of Jesus?
なぜ、蛇をイエス・キリストを表す予知として使いますか?
But then I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. I'll just quote it.
第2コリントの5章の20節。
Where it says, God made Jesus,
神様はイエス・キリスト、
who had no sin,
罪のないイエス・キリスト、
to become sin.
罪そのものにしました。
Where?
どこで?
On the cross.
それは十字架の上で。
So that we might become the righteousness of God.
それによって私たちは神の義を得るためです。
So the entire gospel message is found right here in Numbers 21,
4-9. 実はこの民数記のこの読んだところで福音のすべてのメッセージがここに入っています。
Do you think that's just an accident?
これはたまたま偶然だと思いますか?
Do you think I'm just making it fit? I don't think so.
私がそういうふうになんか強引になんかうまくいくような話を作っていますか?
This is really great.
これは素晴らしいこと。
Because this actually happened.
これは実際に起きたことです。
It got written down.
そして書かれました。
And the people who had happened to had no idea.
そしてそれを経験している人々は何が起きているかさっぱりわからない。
Now the Old Testament is absolutely saturated with things like this. I wish I had time to talk about Adam and Eve. Because in one sense, Adam is a prefigure of Jesus. It says in 1 Corinthians 16 that Jesus is the second Adam. But in another sense, Adam and Eve are prefigures of us. We were born in innocence. We rebelled. We were kicked out of the garden. But instead, let's talk about the flood.
でちょっとアダムとエバの話をやめて洪水について話しましょう。
The flood is a foreshadow.
これも、予知です。
Let's see if you can figure this one out.
皆さんで理解できるかどうか考えましょう。
What is the flood a foreshadow of?
そのノアの時代の洪水は、何を表す予知ですか?
Baptism, okay.
はい、バプテスマ、洗礼。
You can tell we are at the Church of Christ when they have that answer right away. That's a correct answer. That's 1 Peter chapter
3.
But that is not the principal thing the flood is a foreshadow of.
しかし、一番、ノアの時代の洪水が予知するものとは一番はそれじゃないです。
So instead, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3.
第二ペトロの3章、逆に読みましょう。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 3 through 7.
第二ペトロの3章の3から7、439節。まず次のことを知っていなさい。終わりの時には欲望の赴くままに生活してあざける者たちが現れ、あざけってこう言います。主が来るという約束は一体どうなったのだ。父たちが死んでこの方、世の中のことは天地創造の初めから何一つ変わらないではないか。彼らがそのように言うのは次のことを認めようとしないからです。すなわち天は大昔から存在し、地は神の言葉によって水をもととして、また水によってできたのですが、当時の世界はその水によって洪水に押し流されて滅んでしまいました。しかし現在の天と地とは火で滅ぼされるため、 同じ御言葉によって取っておかれ、不信心の者たちが裁かれて滅ぼされる日までそのままにしておかれるのです。
So Peter tells us exactly as it was then.
ペテロはこの洪水の意味、何を表しているかということをはっきり伝えてくれます。
So it will be when Jesus comes back.
洪水の時代でもこうだったし、キリストが再臨した時もこのような状態で全く同じです。
Back then they were eating and drinking and acting like nothing was going to happen.
洪水の時代の人は飲み食いしていて、何も起こらないかのように振る舞っていた。
But the door of the ark was closed.
でもその箱舟のドアが閉まった時点で、
And the rain began.
雨が始まり、
And it was too late.
もう遅すぎた。
That's what it will be like when Jesus comes back.
イエスが戻ってきた時も同じような状況です。
Just like they laughed at Noah, they'll laugh at us.
ノアの時代に彼を、ね、本当に笑ってバカにしたように、イエスのことに対しても人はバカにします。
But he says, just as the world was judged by water at that time, it'll be judged by fire at the end.
ここに書いてあることは、そのノアの時代は水によって世は裁かれた。終わりの日には炎によって裁かれた。
If you think about it,
よく考えると、
Final judgment is foreshadowed many, many times in the Old Testament.
神様の最後の裁きということは何度も何度も旧約聖書によって予示されます。
Here's an interesting fact, though.
でもこれが面白い事実です。
Every time God foreshadows judgment,
神様が裁き、最後の裁きを予示するたびに、
In the same situation, he foreshadows salvation.
同じ部分で彼は救いも予示します。
Right? 1 Peter chapter 3.
第1ペテロの3章で救いに行った話。
Let's read that.
読みましょう。
Verse 20 through, I think it's 22. Yes.
第1ペテロの3章の20から22ですね。この霊たちはノアの時代に箱舟が作られていた間、神が忍耐して持っておられたのに従わなかったものです。この箱舟に乗り込んだ数人、すなわち8人だけが水の中を通って救われました。この水で前もって表された洗礼は、今やイエス・キリストの復活によってあなた方をも救うのです。洗礼は肉の汚れを取り除くことではなく、神に正しい良心を願い求めることです。
The same water that judged the world saved Noah and his family.
ノアの時代に世を裁いた頃、同じ水は、実はその水はノアの家族を救った。
And he says the flood is a foreshadow of baptism that saves us.
そしてその時の洪水は、今私たちを救い出す、まあ、洗礼バプテスマを予示します。
A lot of people say that baptism is just a symbol.
多くの人は、バプテスマはただの印だけだと言います。
Have you heard that teaching?
皆さんはその教え聞いたことありますか?
That makes no sense.In this situation, what is the symbol? The flood is a symbol. So people say the flood is a symbol of a symbol. That doesn't make any sense. Because baptism is the spirituality that the flood symbolizes.
洪水が表している霊的な、まあ、事実のものっていうのはやっぱり救いです、バプテスマ。
And Noah's and his family, they were really saved.
ノアと彼の家族は本当に神様に救われました。
Now let's talk about Abraham a little bit.
アブラハムについて少し話します。
So much prefigure there.
アブラハムを読んでいくとたくさん、予知の形がたくさんあります。
Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac.If you ask a Jewish person, are you Ishmael or are you Isaac? What would they say? Obviously, they'd say we're Isaac. But symbolically, that is not correct.The symbolism is that Ishmael represents the Jews, and Isaac represents us. We are the children of faith. We are the children of promise. Was Ishmael the result of faith? Definitely not. He was because of Abraham's lack of faith. How much faith does it take to make a Jew? None at all. Here's the formula. Mama Jew, Papa Jew. Fill in the details. The way Paul says it is Ishmael was born in the usual way. I didn't make it up. It's in Galatians chapter 4.
ところで女奴隷の子は肉によって生まれたのに対し、 自由な女から生まれた子は約束によって生まれたのでした。これには別の意味が隠されています。すなわちこの二人の女とは二つの契約を表しています。子を奴隷の身分に産む方はシナイ山にに由来する契約を表していて、これがハガルです。このハガルはアラビアではシナイ山のことで、今のエルサレムに当たります。
So he says, his son by the slave woman was born the usual way. And because she's the child of he's the child of a slave woman, he's a slave. He says that represents the Jews. And like Jesus said to the Jews in John chapter 8, you're all slaves. And children of slaves. They didn't like hearing that, but it was true. But Isaac is the son of promise. He is born by faith. In fact, Abraham himself is a prefigure. We're told that in Romans chapter 4. In Romans 4:16 it says, He is the Father. Prefigure of all those who are saved by faith. And Paul even says right here, these are symbols. And he says, Hagar and Sarah represent two covenants. Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, represents Mount Sinai, the Old Covenant, and slavery, and her children are slaves. But Sarah represents Jerusalem, and her children are the children of promise. And they are free. Now, when Isaac was born, what did Ishmael do to Isaac?
Isaac가 生まれた時には、Ishmael は Isaac に対して何をしましたか?
Ishmael was jealous and he persecuted Isaac. When the church, Isaac was born, what did the Jews, Ishmael, do to the church? Persecuted them. But then what did Sarah do to Hagar? She kicked her out. God waited until the year 70 AD. He waited for 40 years. But then just like Sarah, he sent the Jews away from Jerusalem. The temple was destroyed. And sacrifice was never reestablished. But that's not even my favorite example with Abraham. My favorite is Genesis chapter 22. Now, here's how I think about the Old Testament. It's like I'm putting on a new pair of glasses. I'm reading about Jesus. About salvation. About our relationship with God through Jesus. About the destruction of the ungodly. So let's read Genesis chapter 22. Let's read verse 2 all the way through 11. And let's see if you can figure out this story.
そして、これを読みながら、これが何よ、表すか何よ、イスラエルと皆さんが分かるかどうか考えてみましょう。民は命じられた。あなたの息子、あなたの愛する一人っ子、イサクを連れて、森の地に来なさい。私が命じられた、あなたの息子、あなたの愛する一人っ子、イサクを連れて、森の地に来なさい。私が命じられた、アブラハムの牢場に蔵を置き、 2人の若者と息子イサクを連れ、民の命じられたところに向かっていった。3日目になってアブラハムが目を凝らすと、遠くにその場所が見えたので、アブラハムは若者に言った。お前たちはロバと一緒にここで待っていなさい。私の息子はあそこへ行って礼拝をしてまた戻ってくる。アブラハムは焼き尽くす捧げ物に用いる焚き木を取って、息子イサクに背負わせ、自分は火と刃物を手に持った。 二人は一緒に歩いていった。イサクは父アブラハムに言った。私のお父さんと呼び出す。彼がここにいる。私の子よと答えるとイサクは言った。火と焚き木はここにありますが、焼き尽くす捧げ物にする子羊はどこにいるでしょうか。アブラハムは答えた。私の子よ、焼き尽くす捧げ物の子羊はきっと神が備えてくださる。二人は一緒に歩いていった。 神が命じられた場所に着くと、アブラハムはそこに祭壇を築き、焚き木を並べ、息子イサクを縛って祭壇の焚き木の上に乗せた。そして、アブラハムは手を伸ばして刃物を取り、息子をほふろうとした。その時、天から主の御使いが、アブラハム、アブラハムと呼びかけた。彼が、はい、と答えると。
All right. In this story, who's Abraham? Don't look in your notes, that's cheating. Who's Abraham? That's God. Who's Isaac? Well, that's Jesus. So God says to Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. Do you know where Mount Moriah is? That's Jerusalem. So God asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son. On the same mountain that God sacrificed His one and only Son. We learn a lot about God from Genesis 22. Sometimes I think, well, that's His job. He's supposed to do that, you know? How do you think Abraham felt about being asked to sacrifice his one and only son? He did not want to do it. But you know, early the next morning, he went to Moriah. And at that point, Isaac was as good as dead. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4, it says the Messiah must die according to the Scriptures. I could find that prophecy. Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. But then he says the Messiah must be raised from the dead on the third day according to the Scriptures. It took me 20 years to find that prophecy. It's right here. It's in the form of a foreshadow. In Hebrews 11:19, it says, figuratively, symbolically, that Abraham received his son back from the dead on the third day.
アブラハムは神が死者の中から生き返らせていることもおできになると信じた。それでは彼はイサクを返してもらいましたが、それは死者から返してもらったも同然です。まあ、そういうことです。
Now we've reached Mount Moriah.
モリア山の、まあ、頂上に来ました。
Notice this.
これ、まあ、ちょっと一つ気が付いてもらいたいです。
Isaac carried the wood up the mountain.
その山を登るときにイサクが焚き木を持って。
That was going to be used for his own sacrifice.
その焚き木を持ってそれを燃やして彼がそれで生贄とされるわけですね。
Can you think of another son?
皆さんもう一人こう同じような息子って思い浮かばないですか?
Another only son?
もう一人の一人息子を思い浮かばないでしょうか?
Who carried the wood up the exact same mountain that was going to be used for his sacrifice?
同じ山にこの木を背負っていった人って思い浮かばないですか?
And I find great significance that Abraham carried the knife. Now we're at the top of the mountain. I think we're in the Garden of Gethsemane. Isaac says, Father, where's the sacrifice?
そこで、イサクはお父さんこの捧げる動物はどこにあるんですか?
Abraham says to his son, You're the sacrifice.
アブラハムが息子に言うのはあなたが生贄。
You know, Abraham put his son up on top of the wood.
アブラハムは自分の息子をその、まあ、焼き尽くす木の上に乗せました。
I don't know exactly what happened.
それで細かいことはよくわかりません。
Maybe he wrestled him to the ground and tied him up.
もしかしたらアブラハムは力ずくでイサクを倒して、なんとか強引に縛りつけたかもしれない。
I think it was more like this.
私はそうじゃないと思う。
Isaac says to his father,
イサクはお父さんに、
Not my will, but your will be done.
私の思いではなく、あなたの御心通りにやります。
And then there's the story about Sodom and Gomorrah.
そして次に進みたいと思いますけど、ソドムとゴモラの話です。
Now there's a foreshadow.
これもまた、予知がたくさんあります。
That one's not hard to figure out.
これはあまり難しくないと思います。
It's a foreshadow about those, what God will do to those who refuse to repent.
悔い改めない人に対して神様がどう扱うかということを予知するものです。
How did God feel about the people living in Sodom and Gomorrah?
ソドムとゴモラで罪を犯していた人たちに対して神様はどう思われていたか。
He loved them enough to give his one only son to save them. But they wouldn't repent, so he's going to bring judgment. Remember though, every time God foreshadows judgment, he also foreshadows salvation. Lot was in that city. What's Lot doing in Sodom? So God sends the angels in to save them. And they say, judgment is coming. Get out of the city right now. And Lot says, yeah, let's go. Well, not exactly. And spend the night. There's no rush. We have plenty of time. Who's Lot? Lot is the Christian who makes it. Just barely. It's like his clothes got singed. Let's read about Lot in 2 Peter chapter 2. Very interesting here.
Verse 6 and 7. 滅ぼし尽くして罰し、それから後の不信心な者たちへの見せしめとなさいました。しかし神は不道徳な者たちのみだらな言動によって悩まされていた正しい人ロトを助け出されました。なぜならこの正しい人は彼の中で生活していた時、毎日よこしまな行為を見聞きして正しい心を痛めていたからです。主は信仰の厚い人を試練から救い出す一方、正しくない者たちを罰し、裁きの日まで閉じ込めておくべきだと考えております。
Okay, I read a little bit. That's fine. So it says here,
ここに書いてあるのは、
that Sodom and Gomorrah are used by God as a symbol.
ソドムとゴモラは何か表すために、まあ、印として使われています。
Of what God will do to the ungodly.
それは不信心な者に対して、
But then he says, God saved Lot, a righteous man. Would you call Lot a righteous man? On a scale of 1 to 10, what rating would you give him? This encourages me. Now, I want to make it to heaven and with all kinds of glory and fanfare and great success. But even if you just barely make it, it's like your clothes were singed on the way in. God says, Welcome, righteous woman. Welcome, righteous man. You know, I think we live in Sodom and Gomorrah, don't we? I think we're the angels. We're trying to drag people out, aren't we? But in this story, who is Lot's wife? Symbolically, she was saved. She escaped the city. But what did she do? She looked back. You know Lot's wife. If you've been a Christian for long, you know Lot's wife. Jesus said, whoever puts their hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for service in the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, do not look back to Sodom. You know what Jesus said about Lot's wife? It's very simple. It's in Luke 17:32. It says, remember Lot's wife. Now we understand what Jesus meant. Okay, last example, at least for foreshadows. Let's talk about the Exodus. God's people were enslaved in Egypt. What does that represent? That's us. We too were enslaved to sin. It controlled us. How did God feel about his people being enslaved? It cut his heart. So he sent Jesus. Oh, no, he sent Moses. But Moses is Jesus, trust me. So Moses goes to Pharaoh and he says, let my people go. Who's Pharaoh in this story? That's easy. Satan. And Satan, Pharaoh, he says, yeah, sure, you could have him. It doesn't matter to me. You know what? If we want to get somebody out of Egypt, there might have to be a few plagues. God might have allowed you to experience a few plagues. The 10th plague is very interesting. Oh, the symbolism. The firstborn sons were under a death penalty. What was the only solution? Take a lamb. A perfect Passover lamb. Sacrifice that lamb. Don't break any of the bones. And put the blood on the wooden beam above your door. Can you think of another Passover lamb? A perfect Passover lamb? Whose blood ended up on a wooden beam? So that you could escape from Egypt? Because in Hosea 11:6, God says, out of Egypt I called my son. You see the symbolism. So Pharaoh says, all right, get out of here. The people are in the wilderness. They're so fired up. Moses, you're awesome. We're free. But then they came to the Red Sea. Pharaoh wasn't ready to let him go, was he? He sent his army. It's like the sins that won't let you go. They're trapped. Moses, why'd you bring us here?
そしてもう本当に滅びるところで人々はモーセなんでこんなところに連れてきた。
Moses says, don't blame me.
モーセは私のせいじゃない。
I'm just an actor in a play.
私はこの演劇の役者だけです。
Let's see how the play ends.
この劇がどう終わるかよくわかんないね。
Here's the symbolism.
これがまあシンボリズムこれです。
They were still in Egypt.
まだエジプトにいます。
You don't leave Egypt.
そのエジプトを完全に離れるっていうのは。
Until you go through the water.
完全に水を通らなければエジプト出てない。
Do you remember when you left Egypt?
皆さんはエジプトから完全に離れた時を覚えてますか?
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 it says they were baptized into Moses.
第一コリントの10章1節には彼らはモーセによってバプテスマを受けたと書いてあります。
They passed through the water.
彼らは水を通って。
The army is destroyed. Their sins are washed away.
水を通った後軍が滅ぼされて罪が許された。
They've made it.
そしてやっとそこで救われた。
They're in heaven, right?
そこで天国に
行った。Well,
じゃない。
Not exactly.
まだ。そうだ。
They're in the wilderness.
そこから砂漠でさまよう。
Here's the symbolism.
これがその意味合いです。
In Egypt?
エジプトでは。
That was you before you were baptized?
それは、バプテスマを受ける前のあなたです。
In the wilderness is the life of a disciple.For us, the future is the promised land. God says to us in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, this serves as an example for us. Think about it. Of those who were saved as they left Egypt,How many of them made it to heaven? Not very many. That's a serious message. Read Hebrews 3 and 4 later. They were not able to enter because of unbelief. Their bodies were scattered across the desert.He says, make every effort to enter that rest.
なので皆さんも力を尽くして天国に行けるように最終的な休む約束時に入るように努力しなさい。
Don't look back.
後ろ振り向いておけない。
We don't have time to read Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 through 5.
まあ、新明記の8章2から5は読む時間はないんですけど。
But you've probably read this verse.
皆さん何度も読んだことあると思います。
It says,Their clothes did not wear out and their shoes did not fail for 40 years in the wilderness.
40年間砂漠で歩きながら靴がボロボロにならなく食べ物も常にあった。
What happened in the wilderness?
この砂漠で何が起きた?
They had to learn.
ただ学ばないといけなかった。
Man does not live on bread alone.
人は自分の作るパンで生きるんだ。
The life of a disciple is learning how to rely on God.
弟子として、イエスの弟子として生きるものとは神様に頼ることを学ぶこと。
Think about it. Their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years.
40年間砂漠に歩きながら靴が壊れなかった。
Have you ever had a pair of shoes last 40 years?
皆さん40年間も履き続けた靴ってありますか?
They had miracles every day.
毎日奇跡があった。
We do too.
私たちも毎日奇跡があった。
And we don't notice it anymore.
私たちは気づかなくなった。
I've got some advice from Deuteronomy.You need to eat the bread. That's the word of God. You need to drink the water. That's the Holy Spirit. Let's look at one little scene in the desert. It's Numbers 11, verse 4 through 6.
民数記の11章の4から6です。民数記の11章の4から6です。231節です。民に加わっていた雑多な他国人は飢えと渇きを訴え、イスラエルの人々も再び泣き言を言った。誰が肉を食べさせてくれないものか。 エジプトでは魚をタダで食べていたし、キュウリやメロン、ネギや玉ねぎやニンニクが忘れられない。今では私たちの唾は干上がり、どこを見回してもマナばかりで何にもない。
Okay, in this story,
この場面では、
Who are these people?
この民とは誰ですか？
That's us. How are we doing right now? We're not doing very well. What's the problem? We're looking back at Egypt. They said, it was so much better back in Egypt. We had fish and cucumbers and onions, garlic and sushi. Yeah, but they were slaves. You know, you can go back to Egypt, but don't do it. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the promised land. We need to keep walking. Now, that's just chapter one. Out of like eight chapters in my book. Now, unfortunately, I have to finish in just a few minutes here. But can I give you just a tiny slice of maybe some other things? What about the people who are prefigures of Jesus? The Jews had prophets, priests, and kings. Jesus is prophet, priest, and king.
Yes, Christ 自身は預言者であり、王であり、そして、祭司。
Now, to be a prefigure of the Messiah, there are two requirements.
救い主を預言する形になるためには、二つの条件を満たさなければなりません。
One,
一つは、
you need to be a prophet, or a priest, or a king.
まず王様か祭司か預言者でなければ、
Or maybe a prince.
もしかすると王子でもいいです。
Because Jesus is at the right hand of God.
まあ、ある意味で言うと、イエスは神様の右腕にいるから。
And number two,
もう一つ。
You have to save Israel.
イスラエル人を救わないといけないです。
You can produce the entire biography of Jesus from those who serve as prefigures of Jesus.
つまり、イエス・キリストを、まあ、預言する形を全部並べることによって、やっぱりキリストの
I could talk about Adam.
Adam について書く。
I could talk about Melchizedek. Actually, let's look at a little tiny example. A tiny, tiny example. Jonah. Jesus said, just like Jonah was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights, In the same way, I will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. You know, they said to Jesus, you can't be a prophet. No prophet ever came from Galilee. Guess who they forgot? They forgot about Jesus. I'm sorry, Jonah. In fact, Jonah's from the town of Gath Hepher. The little balloon there, there you go. Which is about 2 kilometers from Nazareth. About a 15-minute walk. You know what? It's amazing that the book of Jonah is in the Bible. You know why? The message of Jonah is salvation is for the Gentiles too.
つまり、ヨナのメッセージは、神様の救いはユダヤ人だけじゃなくて、異邦人のものでもあるということです。
Even Jonah didn't like that message.
ヨナ自体も異邦人を救うということを嫌がってました。
But he's still a prefigure of the Messiah.
しかし、それでも彼はイエス・キリストを予知する形でした。
Everyone on this boat is under a death sentence.
ヨナと一緒に船に乗ってた人はみんな滅ぼされるはずだった。
So they bring out Jonah.
そこでヨナが連れ出された。
And what are they doing?
何をしてる
か。Gambling at his feet.
ヨナの足元で、まあ、くじ引きですね、ギャンブリング。
Can you think of somebody else who offered his life to save the Gentiles?
もう一人、異邦人のために命を捧げた人が浮かばないでしょうか。
Who fell asleep in a boat in the middle of a big storm?
そして、大きな嵐の中で眠ってしまいました。
Who they gambled over right before they tried to kill him?
その人は殺される寸前で足元でくじ引きをしていた。
And then in Jonah 1 verse 12.
ヨナの一章の12節。
Jonah willingly offers his life.
ヨナは自ら自分の命を捧げます。
To save the Gentiles.
異邦人を救うため。
Now it's my opinion.
私の意見としては、
that he died inside of that fish.
彼はその魚の中で死んだと思っています。
And that he was raised on the third day.
3日目にもう一度生き返らせられたと私は思っています。
But I admit it, I can't prove that.
でも私はその証明できないと認めます。
And then there's Joseph.
ヨセフはどうですか?
Joseph is Jesus.
ヨセフはイエスそのものじゃないですか?
His whole life tells the story of Jesus.
ヨセフの人生をずっと遡ってくるともうイエスの人生と重なります。
He was at the right hand of his father.
ヨセフはお父さんの右腕の息子だった。
And what happened?
何が起きたか?
He became a slave.
彼はそこから奴隷になった。
Where?
どこで?
In Egypt, obviously.
エジプトですね。
But God raised him up to his right hand.
でも奴隷からまた右腕、王様の右腕になった。
Actually, to the right hand of the king.
まあ最終的に王様の右腕まで。
That's the story of Jesus. He was at the right hand of God. But he came down to Egypt to become a slave so he could save the slaves. Now Joseph had a dream that he was the king of the Jews. How did his brothers feel about that?
その夢について彼のお兄さんたちはどう思ったか?
Not so good.
彼はすごく不満に。
They were jealous.
彼はやきもち焼いて。
So what did they try to do?
何をしたか?
They decided to kill him.
彼を殺そうとした。
But God stopped that plan.
でも神様その陰謀をやめて。
Instead, they sold him as a slave for 20 pieces of silver.
殺されるんじゃなくて、20枚の銀貨で彼は奴隷として売られた。
You know what the price of a slave was in Jesus' time?
イエスの時代の奴隷の値段はいくらだったか知りますか?
30 pieces of silver.
銀貨30枚でした。
You see?
わかりますか?
But you know, you can't be a prefigure of the Messiah.
まあ、この条件を満たさなければ救い主を予知する形になれないです。
Unless you save Israel.
イスラエルを救わなければ。
Did Joseph save Israel?
ヨセフはイスラエルを救いましたか?
I mean, literally.
文字通りに。
His father's name was Israel.
彼はイスラエルを救い、彼のお父さんの名前ですね。お父さんの名前がイスラエル。
And then there's Moses. Oh, my goodness.
そして、まあ、モーゼのことを言うと、たくさん例があります。
There's so much.
たくさんあります。
Think about Moses as a baby.
モーゼ、赤ん坊のモーゼ。
A powerful king.
力強い王様が
had the crazy idea
すごく気が狂った、まあ、提案をしたというアイデアがあった
that a Jewish baby was going to replace him as king
エジプトの力強い王様がいつかユダヤ人の赤ん坊に王位を取られると思ってしまった
but he didn't know who to kill
彼は誰を殺していいか分からなかった
so he decided to kill all the Jewish boys
すべてのユダヤ人の息子たちを殺すように命じた
And then there's Herod.
で、イエスの時代にはヘロデという
a powerful king.
彼も同じように力強い王様だった。
And he thought a Jewish baby was going to replace him as king.
同じようにヘロデ王もユ ユダヤ人の赤ちゃんが彼の王位を奪ってしまうと思った。
But he didn't know who to kill.
でもどの赤ちゃんを殺していいかわからなかった。
So he tried to kill all the Jewish babies.
すべてユダヤ人の赤ちゃんを殺そうとした。
The male babies in Nazareth.
というのは男の子、ナザレの男の子の赤ちゃん。
But just like God saved Moses,
神様が赤ん坊のモーセを救った。
God saved Jesus.
神様は赤ん坊のイエスを救った。
And where did he send him?
そしてイエスはその時どこに送られたか。
To Egypt, obviously.
赤ん坊のイエスはエジプトに送られた。
Moses saved physical Israel from physical slavery in physical Egypt.
モーセっていうのは実際の肉体的な、まあ、実体の奴隷から、まあ、奴隷を解放して、そしてエジプトから出しました。
Jesus saves spiritual Israel from spiritual slavery in spiritual Egypt.
イエス・キリストは霊的なイスラエルを霊的な奴隷の状態から解放し、霊的な自由のものにしました。
Moses left the palace with Pharaoh.
モーセは一回ファラオのその、ですね、あの神殿、あ、宮殿から離れて。
To live amongst the slaves.
彼はそこから離れてユダヤ人の奴隷と共に住みました。
So he could save the slaves.
そして自分が奴隷になることによって奴隷を救うことができた。
But he wasn't ready.
でも最初は準備ができてなかった。
So he went out into the desert for 40 years.
準備が整ってなかったので40年間砂漠にいました。
For Jesus, it was 40 days.
イエスは40年じゃなくて40日間でした。
Moses gave them bread.
モーセは民に、パンを与えた。
Jesus is the bread of life.
キリストは命のパンです。
Moses gave them water.
モーセは水を与えた。
Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, which is the water that wells up to eternal life.
キリストは聖霊を送ります。これこそ永遠な霊的な水です。
Moses had Aaron.
モーセには右腕としてアロンがいた。
Jesus had John the Baptist.
ヨハネには準備したバプテスマのヨハネがいた。
Moses goes up on Mount Sinai to meet God.
モーセはシナイ山に登って神様に会って。
Jesus goes up on the Mount of Transfiguration to meet God.
イエス・キリストは形が変えられた変身する山の上で神様に会った。
Who's there?
そこに誰がいる?
Moses, of course.
その山の上でモーセがいて。
I wish I could talk about David as a prefigure.
ダビデについてもっと話したいと思ってますけど。
To the Jews, he's the most important prefigure of the Messiah.
ユダヤ人にとってはおそらく最もあのイエス・キリスト救い主を予示する形です。
And by the way,
実は、
Deborah is a prefigure of the Messiah.
実はデボラですね。女預言者のデボラでさえ救い主を予示する形です。
Esther is a prefigure of the Messiah.
エステルですね。エステルも、イエスキリストを予示する形です。
Sometimes I wonder why Esther is in the Old Testament.
何度もエステルがなぜ旧約聖書にあるのかなと思ったことあります。
I think it's to encourage the sisters, you know.
これは姉妹を励ますためじゃない。
God uses a woman as a prefigure.
神様は女性を使ってイエスキリストを予示する形にします。
We could talk about the tabernacle.
私たちは幕屋について話すことができます。
Everything there is symbolic.
この旧約聖書時代の幕屋は全部あのイエスキリストのことなの。
There's the Holy of Holies.
至る聖書ですね。
Did the Jews want to go in there?
ユダヤ人はそこに到達したいけど。
Oh, definitely not.
でもそこは禁止で入る。
That's where God dwelt.
そこは神様が宿る。
They'd be toast if we went in there.
神様が宿るところにいてしまったらから焼き尽くされてしまう。
Only once a year.
年に一回だけ。
Only the high priest.
大祭司のみが。
Only after offering sacrifice for his own sin.
自分の罪のために捧げ物を与えた後だけ。
Only after filling the Holy of Holies with incense.
このそこの至る聖所をあのこのあの香を焼いてそれでいっぱいにするまで。
And then with a rope tied around his ankle.
そして彼は足首の周りに、まあ、綱を。
In case something happens.
何が起こると。
The high priest goes and offers sacrifice.
その大祭司が、生贄を捧げます。
But when Jesus died,
しかしイエスが死んだ時、
the temple was cut in two.
皆さん覚えていると思いますけど、神殿の幕屋が、まあ、二つに割れる。
And Hebrews 10:19 says, we walk.Boldly into the Holy of Holies.
ヘブライ人の10章に書いてあるのは、私たちはユダヤ人たちが入れなかった最も聖所、至る聖所に私たち自信持ってクリスチャンとして入ります。
I'd like to talk about the sacrifices.
さまざまな生贄ですね。お祭りについて話したい。
Three more minutes, okay?
あと3分頑張りましょう。
I've been going awfully long, I think. There's the burnt offering. Very interesting. God says, take the bull, cut off his head, wash the body inside and out. Don't wash the head, and then burn the both. The Jews must have thought, well, that's very strange. Why burn the body but not the head? Right, why wash the body and not the head? Sorry. He is such a good translator. You have to translate that. They didn't have any idea because they're actors in a play. But we know. It's easy. Who's the body? Us. Who's the head? Jesus. Who needs washing? I'm telling you, Leviticus is filled with these things. The festivals. That's my favorite part. I mean, they have so many vacations in Judaism. God's trying to give us a message. We need to learn to enjoy our salvation. I'd really like to talk about those things, but I think I ran out of time. Like Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go, right? The message of the Old Testament. The Messiah is coming. He's bringing salvation. The message of the New Testament. The Messiah is here. We've gone from shadow to reality. Thank you very much.
Thank you.